Greetings, salutation, and love to myself, motivators, and game changers. This is Miss King King on Level Head Radio. I hope y'all feeling good, feeling blessed, and I hope this message brings out the best in you. You know, they checking your Instagram, Facebook, and social media accounts because they telling you you unqualified, but they see potential in you. They wouldn't be sitting there looking at your post and you see the hearts on everybody else, but it says, hey, they're in your feed. You've blocked them, but they still find them time to message you. You still go around, they post, and you still be doing your thing, but somehow they know what your every move is because they know what you have inside you. They know that you can be a game changer. They know that you care something that can impact people. Don't let them get in your ear and tell you that you can't do anything. Those people, why are they on your Twitter account checking your every move? Why are they on your Facebook liking your page? You gotta beware of the people who always looking at your stuff but never support you. Unfortunately, it's family. Unfortunately, it's people who used to go to kindergarten with and be friends with your ex-best friend, your ex-ex-ex of your ex-friend. You know what I'm talking about. They're checking you because they're checking your progress. And sometimes Eric Thomas said this, and I hate to say it, but he's right. I'm got to give credit where it's due. He said your haters should be your motivators because they can tell you what you need to know. I mean, think about it. Everybody who was inflicting change had to have a hater. Martin Luther King. Haters. He had haters try to take him out, make death threats to try to make him be quiet. Okay? Selena had a hater that was cleaning her house, helping her out because she wanted to be beautiful like her. She wanted to have her life. They check on you. They're closer than you think. Some people are so or distance. You got to watch that. You got to watch that. The haters are closer than you think. The people who are trying to take you out are closer than you think. That's why you got to distance yourself. That's why you got to take yourself out of the equation. Sometimes you got to be in a season of isolation where you're so cool with that that you just be like, look, me, myself, and I is all I need. I'm not selfish. I still love you. But you know what? You trouble. You are trouble. And I can't afford that. I can't afford that right now because the price is too heavy. The price is too steep. The price is taking away my peace, joy, and happiness. And will I have that? I feel good. I feel whole. I feel the tranquility in my life. And you cannot take that with your toxic and poison that you call influence. Don't let them deliver that stuff and he said, she said, and you. They are trying to infiltrate your peace with poison. Offering you it as if it is love. Love does not poison, people. Love does not poison, my friends. Poison kills you slowly. It poison. Let me tell you how cold blood. Y'all know Snow White. Snow White. Her stepmother. Killed her with poison. Watched her die. If y'all read the book. Okay. Watched her die. Alright. That's what they doing. Slowly want to poison your joy. Slowly want to poison your spirit. To make you feel like you keep. Those are what dream killers do. That's what dream killers do. They try to kill you slowly. They tell you certain things. And you give your ear to them. And you got to know in your heart. No, my dream is for me. I might be in the clouds, but it's in my dream. This is my dreamland. I dream a genie, you know? Don't let them get in your ear. You got to get to a point where you turn the volume down. If you got a hearing aid, everybody got a hearing aid, turn it down. Or turn something up. Turn your faith up. Turn your joy up. I'm going to smile so much that it makes you disturbed. And if it makes you disturbed and it's messing up your life, then let me remove myself from the equation. Can I get an amen? Because if my joy is disturbing you, let me disturb your peace. Because it's not going to take mine. All right? Stay tuned. But maybe I'm tripping. Peace. All right. Maybe I'm tripping. But why is it that apple juice, something that I clearly want, I can't have no Sunny D. I can't have nothing berry, nothing fruity as a drink. It costs an arm and a leg. Meanwhile, Gatorade that has no fruity flavor is a dollar. I want some apple juice, okay? I want something that's not going to give me diabetes, but it's going to be smooth to drink. Yes, if you can blend the juices with vitamin C, that's lovely. Hawaiian punch, can I get amen? But don't charge me $5 for something less than 8 ounces. That's crazy. Am I the only one? I mean, things that are worth it, like that sparkling cider, all those apples that had to go into that, things that make the meal taste great. I mean, what's going on here, man? If you want to go deeper, like stuff like olive oil. Things like that cost an arm and a leg, literally. All right? That's a newborn baby. That's the size my daughter was at that price. That price is crazy. All right, let me know if y'all the only one. Do y'all think that they charging too much for this juice? Juicy juice, yes, I get it. It's a dollar. It's not good. My daughter don't like it. She likes Hawaiian punch. She likes that original apple juice. Why can't apple juice be more affordable? I mean, they have some things, guys, but you know, let's be realistic. It's diabetes in a canister. All right, y'all. Stay tuned for Level Head Love. All right, y'all. Peace. Yay! All right. It's time for some Level Head Love, where we pledge and dedicate to give a shout out to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ above. But all those who need love, faith, and hope, as well as give it in return. All right, y'all. First and foremost goes out to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Without him, there is no me, no we, no us, no you. Second, the Baker Clan fam, Donovan, and my sweet pea, Lana Lurie. All right, love y'all. Today, I want to give a special shout out to all those people working over the holidays. You know, y'all don't get recognized a lot in. I know y'all saying y'all need extra money, but some of y'all out there just doing it because y'all love to give. You know, y'all love to serve, and that's your love language. You know, check that out, 5 Love Languages from Gary Coleman. Y'all just doing it because deep inside, you don't feel fully fulfilled unless you give a part of yourselves. And that's the true meaning of Christmas. It feels like a lot of us forgot that. And, you know, we're all for self and buying things only to upgrade ourselves and not to just make people see the smiles on kids' faces. And, you know, as I look at these lights and see all these prices going up, and just I see that we're losing the sense of humanity, you know, and people are only for themselves more and more. It's getting a colder and colder world. And I want to say, Father God, be with us in this moment, Father God, and cover everybody who's listening to this podcast, Father God, and anybody who we can reach to. Let it get to the people who need to hear this message of you, Father God, about late bloomer. Father, let your spirit touch those and let it manifest and just be more than just Christmas spirit. Let it be after the 25th and the 24th are gone. Let it be way past the New Year's and New Year's Eve, Father God. Let it go year-round, you know. Let it be a longevity thing, Father God. Don't let the hype fulfill our emptiness. Father God, let your natural love and support replace everything that's been ruled out. Instead of love. Alright, Lord. We honor your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, it's time to ease our minds and unwind with the Holy Spirit of divine and grace. Take its place in the worry-free zone of harmonic and tone, where we relax and let healing and love speak to us. All right, y'all, enjoy. All right, we're back. Where do I begin? It's time to come to a closing in, my friends, man. It's like, you know, the day's been crazy. And you know, the more I sit down and I actually reminisce on how I have transformed in every year that goes by. And every year, people have expectancies of what you should be doing in life. So what you should be doing in your life. Like, oh, you should have a car by now, you know, if you're 30. You should have a house. You should have more kids. You should be more successful. And, you know, as I leave you with these closing thoughts, I want you to think, maybe you're a late bloomer. And everything that's worth the wait is going to come up dead last. So understand this. When people are coming in your life to make you feel less fantastic than have all the breakthroughs and all the moments that they weren't able to witness, don't let people tamper with your flavor. All right? You need to have some vitamin sure. All right? I'm sure who I am. I don't need you to validate me. I know where God is going to take me, you know, because even though I'm not doing what you want me to do, even though I'm not the pop to your corn, even though you can't nuke it and microwave it out, doesn't mean I'm an easy bake oven, okay? That's how you got to have that mind frame. I'm slow roasted. People enjoy me having it. What does it say? Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. All right? Smooth remedy. All right? You want somebody who's going to actually appreciate that every flower that's worth is slow to bloom. Like a rose, it's amazing. Look at that butterfly, the slow metamorphosis. You seed the little increments in time. Where it becomes a caterpillar. First, it's a caterpillar. Okay? Don't even know what it looks like before that. You know? Oh, it's an egg. It's an egg. Okay? Yes, it's an egg. And it turns into a caterpillar. And then that caterpillar eats and gets fat. All right? And then it forms a chrysalis. All right? It's closed off from the world. That's probably where you're at. Closed off from the world in a tight space, you feel alone and you feel like you've been rejected and you feel like you don't have anybody to relate with. But you know what? Then you break out of your shell and you become this phenomenal person and you become so stuck in purpose that nobody can touch you. They can't dim your light. They can't throw, you know, nothing they do is going to phase you. It's going to bounce off. And you're going to feel indestructible. Your faith is going to be so strong. Your courage is going to be so strong. Everything's going to feel untouchable because you're going to have God's Holy Ghost fire inside you. You know, and that's what you got to get to. You're a late bloomer and they want you to bloom sooner, but it's not time. Take time to know who you are and to get in gear for you. Because once you get out of that chrysalis, you're going to transform into that butterfly. And the worst thing you can do is try to transform too soon. And it'll be nothing but a dream of doom. And nobody wants that. All right, y'all. I love y'all. God loves you. And remember, from the ground up, God will meet you halfway. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.